Blog Talk Radio.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes.
From the upper room of beyond, what they be on? Distinguishing the light seeker from the peon. Rise, lay it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old, and I sit watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name. Kept the Maui Halas Selassie, the first will reign. The opener of the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering, it's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating, stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion.
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
Uzzenu, 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 Uzzenu. Arninu l'Elohim, Uzzenu, 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 Uzzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob.
Hari'u l'Elohe Ya'akov.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsel. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. Their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat. With honey out of the rock should I have satisfied,
מזמור פא למנצח על הגבירתית לאסף. הרנינו לאלוהים עוזנו, הריעו לאלוהי יעקב. שאו זמרה ותנו תוף, כינור נעים עם נבל. תקעו בחודש שופר, בכסה ליום חגנו. כי חוק לישראל הוא, משפט לאלוהי יעקב. עדות בהוסף סמו, בצאתו על ארץ מצרים, שפת לא ידעתי אשמע. הסירותי מצבל שכמו, כפיו מדוד תעבורנה. בצרה קראת ואכל לצקע, אענך בסתר רעם, אבחונך על מי מריבה סלע. שמע עמי ואעידה בך, ישראל, אם תשמע לי, לא יהיה בך אל זר, ולא תשתחווה לאל נחר. אנוכי אדוני אלוהיך, המעלך מארץ מצרים, הרחב פיך ואמלאהו. ולא שמע עמי לקולי, וישראל לא אהבה לי, ואשלחהו בשרירות ליבם, ילכו במועצותיהם. לו עמי שומע לי, ישראל בדרכי יהלכו, כמעט אויביהם אכניע, ועל צריהם אשיב ידי. משנאי אדוני יכחשו לו, והיא איתם לעולם. ויאכילהו מחלב חיטה, ומצור דבש אסביעקס.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Psalm 81.
מזמור פא למנצח על הגיתית לאסף,
Sing aloud unto God our strength,
עוזנו, הרנינו לאלוהים עוזנו,
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob,
לאלוהי יעקב, הריעו לאלוהי יעקב,
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways!
I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied,
If the Yahweh, he who be, we be, delight in us, then he will bring us, I and I, into this land, and give it us, and give it to I and I, a land which floweth with milk, man, honey. Only rebel not ye, y'all, against the Yahweh, he who be, we be, neither fear y'all the people of the land.
Rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord. Through to search it is an exceeding good land.
The Yahweh, he who be, we be, delight in us, then he will bring us, I and I, into this land, and give it us, and give it to I and I, a land which floweth with milk, man, honey. Only rebel not ye, y'all, against the Yahweh, he who be, we be, neither fear y'all the people of the land. For
He will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. He will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Is an exceeding good land. Is an exceeding good land. Is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not.
Though the congregation bade stone them with stones. The glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me for all the signs which I have showed among them? To Moses, how long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me for all the signs which I have showed among them? And the Lord said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me for all the signs which I have showed among them? I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and will make of thee a greater nation and mightier than they. And Moses said unto the Lord, then the Egyptians shall hear it, for thou broughtest up this people in thy mouth. How long will this people provoke me? And how...
My advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Right here, Upper Room of Zion, Thursday podcast. We have today's daily psalm. Interesting, we have Psalm 42, touched on Psalm 43, according to the royal order, first light. And here we have Psalm 42. It's going to be interesting, brothers and sisters. But right here, when I ask the question, were the Ten Commandments mistranslated in the Bible? Is there a mistranslated idea that concerns what is called the Ten Commandments. Stay tuned, stay tuned. Gonna bring it forward. But here, today's daily song.
Here we have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm
42.
Tehillim Sefer Sheni Mizmor Membet Lam Natseach Maskil Livnekorach.
As the hart panteth after the water brooks.
Ke ayal ta'arog al afike mayim.
So panteth my soul after thee, O God, O God, O God.
Ken nafshi ta'arog elecha Elohim.
My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God?
Thy God, thy God.
When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance.
Elohai, Elohai, Elohai.
O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites, from the hill Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God my rock, Why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, Where is thy God?
Aye, Elohecha, Elohecha.
Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance, And my God, 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 my God.
Here, not forget the Levi. Papa Levi right here, me God, me King.
Yes, sir. Yeah. In smoking sense of million. You gotta give thanks and praise unto the Almighty Lord. And John, oh yeah. Do it, John. Murder. Making up, him name Jehovah, German Meganda, making up, him name Jehovah, in fire, me so be a mic chanter, me mask with the mic round the amplifier, me fling with the blackness and no one conscience, they can't trust lyrics and go hear me utter, so if you are an adult or a teenager, say every day you wake, you may read a chapter, beginning of wisdom is the fear of Jah, the bottomless pit. Make with two Lucifer. They take way with gold and man. Them take with silver. Them hang me pooper and rape me mother. They ship me from the wonderful land of Africa. They slave with the plantation owner. They take way with him the man. Them call with nigger. They bungle with we no eyes to come in there. They tell me say with ignorance and inferior. And all them intelligent and superior. To the complexion of them skin color. As a youth born, as a super, me better than the bite from a tarantula. You hear say the bite a come to the speaker, but they sound sweeter with the echo chamber. The heart be the root, be for the culture. The head be the last, the earth rifle ruler. The once as a lamb going to the slaughter. Now the conquering lion and the tribe of Judah. You can't enter Zion with a bush master. Babylon with your ammunition.
testament. Instruction, hope and Levi on the version. Heal your man and Levi on the version. Come with here. Jam on the phone, I'm talking like you. Me one for the street, don't go on for food. I ride for the dance, they make me too. He's party, I'll be sitting on stool. Now black, me brown, now black. Me rib, me chest, me spine, me back. Chose a pocket, a pocket, a flap. With all of that, but reggae, me chat. Cap on a buck, and the buck on a cap. On the back of my beard, and double a top. We add no cool, let go, no add electricity. Can't see a shot, shot. Free for the mouse, no free for no rat. Down for the bottom, we reach to the top. He does a snap, they cross to the pop. Me run to the side, if we cut the crap. Me hungry again, me no eat a snack. Come from your youth, me no score, no fat. Jimmy a dread, me edit, no plot. No living a house, me living a flat. Lot of you here with this rhythm drop. Your head, your toe, your body a rap. From the body, my style, lyric a tap. Put back, tap back, I'ma cut up a tap. I'm calling none of the iron ice fat. Think I'm a trouble, John, I'm turning back. Me praise the Jack, me never will stop. Who worship, face and I pull the G-Jack. You have blow red, the devil's your not. Who get a bullet, no miss out of that. After a gun, pop the fire shot. Malcolm X, then keep on the spot. Open a Zion, the righteous a tap. Down in a hell, the wicked a rap. The sweetest singer, a sugar miner. The mother's comedian, a Kenny Everett. Jackal a turning a vampire back. But when him see son, him can't say that. You guide them, that they use contact. But I'm me on the mic, is leave a attack. Not so long, the walk on the land. The beat, the righteous, that's the man. God did the Maccabee, nine man. Preaching love to man and woman. King crucified by the Roman. They did it to cross, we put on a man. Rise again, the resurrection. With a him create the earth in heaven. 6 days, not 2 7. The bridges to King Solomon. Making wiser than all other man. He's gonna make without a damn. Living in Babylon as a black man. With arm, the fear, the ritualism. When me weak, they said I'm strong. When me right, they said I'm wrong. Two men on check, the politician. No care who win the election. Span the mic, me please everyone. Flashing down, style of fashion. Me God, me King, him name Jehovah. Yeah. Me God, me King, him name Jehovah. Yeah, it is fire, me so be your Mike Johnson. Me march with the mic, round the amplifier. Me bring with the sadness and no our culture. Me can't just lyrics, yeah, but hear me utter. So if you are a
yes, yes, yes. Papa Levi right there for classic. My God, my King, him name Jehovah Yahweh. So here, 45th degree of sabbatical study here in Devarim. Devarim. In the Hebrew, that's the code right there. Ha Devarim. Literally, it's words, but in the Torah context for the 10, what's known as the 10 words. In the Hebrew, the Esaret Ha Devarim. In the world, I'm Harik, Aserte Kalat, Aserte, Aser, Aser, 10, Aserte Kalat, the good is construction right there in the King of Kings Bible. And we know here in the translation often they will say as the 10 commandments, but it's the Decalogue. In the Greek, they call it the Deca, Dex, Deca is 10, Logos, Logia, words, 10 words. So is the 10 commandments, is it a mistranslation? Miscontextualization, like to zoom in on this right here. Here at this 45th degree of our sabbatical study for Va'et Hanan, and I pleaded, I besought Moshe, he pleaded, he besought Yahuwah to rescind his word that him and his brother already passed, but he kept pleading and pleading. He's narrating here to a new generation. Here in the fifth book of Moses, right here, we get Moshe narrating to a new generation all the trials and tribulation, the wilderness trod of their forefathers. So right here, give ear.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Anochi Adonai Elohecha, lo yiyelecha Elohim acherim al panai. Lo tisa et shem Adonai Elohecha lashav. Zachor et yom ha-shabbat lekaddesho. Kabed et avicha ve'et immecha. Lo tirtzach, lo tinaf, lo tignov. לא תענה ורעך עד שקר, לא תחמוד בית רעך.
So right there in the Hebrew, the ten words right there. So here, the audible here for this sabbatical study, this Shabbat Strong, and here, especially in the fifth book right here, as we kind of seal up, we go over here in the Mishnah Torah, the repetition of the directions, instructions here, 45th degree. Hear this.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong.
in the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's known as Devarim, Devarim in the ancient Hebrew, Devarim. Modern Hebrew, they would enunciate as Devarim, Devarim. Now, what does Devarim, Devarim mean? It means the words, the words, the words, the words. It's a classic Rastafari roots, Rastafari tune by Prince Farai. Every time I hear the word, right, the word, the word, the words. These are the words. Eile ha-debarim. These are the words. This is how the fifth book of Moshe called Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy, which basically means the repetition of the law, the repetition of the words. Hebraically, we know this as the Mishneh HaTorah. Now, coming from the Koine, the common, the Greek, the Koine Greek, the Greek that the black Yehudi, the Jews, spoke and speak in that particular time of the Messiah, Yeshua HaAdon, Adonenu Yeshua HaMoshiach. That is the Greek that they spoke, the common, the Koine Greek. Now, some would say, oh, woo, it's Greek, but then you speak English. We speak English. But we're seeking to communicate the ancient truths, right? So here making reference to the Hebrew is Mishneh HaTorah, what does that mean? It's a copy of HaTorah. What is Torah? Often ones will say that Torah is law. Hebraically from Yara, it means like to point, to direct, to point out, to aim in that sense. You're getting into like the Hebrew roots of it. So a better English interpretation or maybe even translation of Torah would be directions, instructions. I, we as the Rastafari Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, representing the Israelites of that biblical country where it says Aim Kush with Ethiopia, Ze Yulad Sham, that this man was born there, that prophecy that we have in Psalm 87, verse 4. Also, we have Psalm 68, 31. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall stretch forth her hands to God. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians, unto me, O children of Israel? So here, we are in the fifth and the final book of HaTorah, the final book of Yahweh, Jehovah's instructions, Hashem's instructions, directions. Give us a teaching of his majesty, because we don't want no devil's philosophy. We don't need no Babylonian laws. It's the 10 words. The 10 words that are known as the 10 commandments. So what are the 10 words and why are the 10 words often called pseudonymously, right, somewhat falsely named, but this is what is popular in the Western Gentile world. We get to know this as the 10 commandments, even though 10 commandments in that particular wording does not appear in the Masoretic, in the script. It does not appear in the biblical Hebrew, neither does it appear in the biblical, the Ethiopic, the Ge'ez, or in the authorized, revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals of Moah Anbesses, Emnegeda Yehuda, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, according to Revelation 5 and 5. This is why we emphasize that it is the 10 words, 10 words. Now, if you look up within even the interlinear Bibles, and perhaps we need to go there right here, because the question is, well, what are the 10 words? The 10 words, falsely called, pseudonymously called the 10 commandments. And why are they important, especially to the called, chosen, and the faithful Rastafari? And as a sub, we could say a sub routine, a sub point is, were they taken from the 42 negative confessions of Nebseni in ancient Egypt? No, No, they wasn't. A confession and a commandment or commandments is two different things. And if you don't know that, you need to stop, pause, and get a definition of a confession. What is a confession? And what is a commandment? Do not confuse a commandment with a confession. Point, right? Point blank, period. Do not confuse the two. They are two different. But what are the 10 words? What are the 10 commandments? So here in Devarim, Devarim, ancient Hebrew, Devarim, modern latter-day Hebrew is enunciated as Devarim, Devarim. But Debar means word and to speak. In the ancient Hebrew, Debar means word and to speak. So here, let's look this up right here, right? And we're going to make the connection also to teaching of His Majesty. You know, the proof positive that Kermawi Haile Selassie is the Black Messiah, upon the throne of great King David, and that Solomonic dynasty in the highlands based on those Israelites in and of Ethiopia, the Israelites. Right? We're not speaking of the latter-day Jews or Ashkenazi Jews or other, you could say, white European Jews because of the original. And even if a so-called archbishop, right, or one out of Ethiopia nowadays in the apostasy says otherwise, that the Jews are white people, he is either misled or he is knowingly deceiving people. We would like to think that one is misled, but then if one is misled in such a position, then woyo, we have to then quote the prophecy that we have in Zephaniah 2 and 12. Ye Ethiopians also shall be slain by my sword, because His Majesty's advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments, pointing to these, the 10 words. What are the 10 words? What are the 10 commandments? Every time I hear the word, right? So here. My advice to all is to fulfill the 10 commandments, the words of Kermawi, Haile Selassie, the words of His Imperial Majesty, Haile Selassie I. So in the Royal Amharic in the 1961 Authorized Revised Amharic Bible, the official 1961, and this is that book that we have made mention of in Revelation 5 and 5. Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So in the Royal Amharic, we have the phrase, Asertun Kalat, Asertun Ten Kalat. Kalat is words. In the Hebrew, we have Esaret HaDebarim, Esaret HaDebarim, or some might say the Esaret HaDebarim. We have the 10 words, also called the 10 commandments. Now, it's interesting right here at the top, right here on this particular meme, this pic that is in circulation. You can look it up by looking up 10 commandments Hebrew. And yes, look up 10 commandments because many ones knowingly know what they know, but this is how it has gotten to be, you could say, known or called in the Western world. Now, people say, well, it's the same thing. What's the difference? There is a big difference between 10 commandments and 10 words. Here, the Hebrew underneath, it says, E-S-R-E-T, E-S-R-E-T, reading from right to left, Ha-D-B-R-O-T. Now, Latter-day Jews like to say Dibarot. Dibarot is like the feminine form of Debarim, Ha-Debarim. But what does Ha-Torah, what does the Torah say? Remember, we're going to touch on what these 10 words, the 10 words, just to boil it down simply as possible. The 10 words are the, like, 10 articles of one command. What we have in Exodus, firstly, in Exodus chapter 20, 20 is one command. That one command, what was first given to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons of the children of Israel, were 10 words. And these 10 words comprise one command, one pure, perfect will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, of the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. So let's go into the scripts right here. Do we have 10 commandments in the Bible? All right, so let's look this up right here. We'll look it up with you. We're using my sword right here. You can use other interlinear Bible. There's free software you can download, and you can also have the software. So here we look up 10 commandments, the word 10 and commandments. All right, now here the first mention that sort of is like it, but here it says written. That's not what we're looking for right here, but just looking and noting this, Exodus 24 and 12, and it says, "And commandments which I have written, that thou mayest teach them." And Yahweh, Jehovah, said to Moshe, "Come up to me into the mount and be there, and I will give thee tables or tablets of stone and a law and commandments which I have written, that thou mayest teach them." So here's one of the first words here that we find in a basic KJV search. Let's go to the next one. Okay, let's scroll that back right there. Okay, here we go. Let's just get this once again. Okay, here we go right here. Okay, 10 commandments, the next. Here we go, boom. Now someone said, boom, you see right there in Exodus 34, 28, it says the 10 commandments. Well, if you base it just on English, on a translation, you're putting a whole lot of faith in the translators right there, and seeing that we have the available resources just to fact check. So let's fact check this 1611 translation. First, let's just read the Peshat, the plain English. "And he was there with Yahweh, with Jehovah, 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the tables or the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments," what KJV says. Note this right here. Next to the word, the words, it says the H1697. Do you notice that that's the same hyperlink numbering, Strong's and Concordance numbering next to commandments? That should tell you something right there, right? Because if we go over here, right, and we see this right here, notice the word commandment there. The word commandment in the first place, we have Exodus 24 and 12. Clicking on the H4687, we have mitzvah. Mitzvah. Mitzvah, the ancient Hebrew, modern Hebrew, mitzvah. They say mitzvah, do a mitzvah, right? But in the true ancient Hebrew, the real ancient Hebrew, mitzvah, mitzvah, right? And mitzvah is a commandment. Go down here, right here. It's from the 86680 in the Strong's Concordance. That is from Tzawa, Tzawa. Modern Hebrew, Tzawa. Ancient Hebrew, Tzawa, Tzawa. Right? Tzawa is to command, to charge. Let's get down to the Strong's definition. To constitute, to enjoin, to appoint, to bid, to charge, to give a commandment, give in commandment, send with commandment, command, commander, commandment, send a messenger, put, set in order. That is the idea of the Tzawa, ancient Hebrew, Tzawa. Now we have mitzvah, mitzvah. Mitzvah is command. So what does this first entry in Exodus 34:28 actually say? So we're going to view more. Clicking on view more right here, and we're going to compare the verse to bring up the Hebrew. We have the unpointed Aleppo, the BBE. These are different translations, easy English, right? The HB, the HBPD, the unpointed HEBM, then the HGPD. Let's go down here to, you see the KJV? We're going to go all the way down here to the Tanakh, right? So here's the Tanakh, right? As many point to this as a good point of reference, right? Somewhat authoritative. why he, it says, why he and Bisham, Bizia, Im Yahowah, with Jehovah. Why he, Sham, Im Yahowah, be there and be there with Jehovah. Arba'im, right? 40 yom, 40 day, where Arba'im and 40 laila. Lechem, bread, lo akal, bread, lo, no akal, no, he did not eat. U mayim, and water, lo shata, and he did not drink mayim, he did not drink water. And here, next line, Why yikotova, some would not say why yikotov, modern Hebrew, why yikotova, al ha luchota, eta dibreya, ha berita, esareta, ha debarim. So that last line, right, the last two lines you see right here, reading from right to left in the Tanakh, that's the verse from Exodus Shemot 34:28, it says, Vayiktob, and he wrote, Vayiktob, al ha-luchot, and he wrote on the tablets, the luchot, Vayiktob, al ha-luchot, eita dibrei, the dibrei, the words, ha-berit, the words of the berit, the words of the covenant, eita dibrei, ha-berit, Esareta hadibarim. Here's the words right here. This is the words right here. And this is not in Hebrew. This is 10 words. 10 words. It doesn't say esareta hamitzvot. If it said esareta hamitzvot, mitzvot, remember mitzvah, mitzvot, that is commandment, commandments, mitzvot, plural. Mitzvot, plural of mitzvah, commandment. Here it says, Esaret ha-debarim, modern Hebrew, Esaret ha-debarim. The 10, Esaret ha, definite article, the, debarim, the words, the 10 words. Let's go down here, right here, right, to the breakdown of the Tanakh, right here. And you can see here, for the breakdown of the Tanakh, the H6235, clicking on that, we have Eser. Two forms of it, Eser, Asara, right, which is 10, that's what it means, 10, accumulation, as in accumulation to the extent of the digits, some say to the extent of the fingers, the digits, digital, finger. In fact, even in Latin, it's the digits is where we get the word for digital, and that means finger, right, the 10. Right, so we have that there, and then the H6235 is 10, and the next word, the H1697, Hadabarim, comes from Dabar. Dabar in the ancient Hebrew, ancient pointing, modern pointing, Dabar, right? Dabar means speech, word, speaking, fang, or thing, or ting, if you please. Speech, saying, utterance, word or words. If it's dabar, it's like a word. Dabarim is, and you note that it's dabarim, it's not dibrot. Modern Yehudi, modern Jews often say esaret ha-divrot, dibrot is the feminine sense, but that's not what's written. It's written in the masculine sense, ha-dibarim. Chabarim. It can also, debar refers to business, occupation, acts, matters. Like we say, what's the word? Like, what's the matter? Not always say, like, what's wrong, but what is the matter? What's the word? Speak to me. Debar. Right? Debar. Right? Here we have Strong's definition from the H1696. So we have debar, and it comes from the H1696. Click on that right there. Dabar. Now, what's the difference between these two? Dabar The first one is as a noun, dabar. The second one, dabar, dabara, dabara, debra, dabara, means to speak. So the root here is the verb, to speak, to declare, to converse, to command. In a sense, it can mean to promise, it can mean to warn, it can mean to also to threaten and to sing. Depends on the context. As you can see, there's different forms of the Hebrew. There's the kal form, to speak. There's a nephal form, to speak with one another, like to talk, to chat. There's the piel sense, to speak, to promise. The puel sense, to be spoken. The hita pael sense, to speak. And the hifil sense, to lead away, to put to flight. That's a different context. So this word depends on what's the context. What's the context of the text, right? So here, from the Strong's definition, it's getting to the roots, the primitive roots, perhaps they say properly to arrange, but used in a figurative sense of words to speak. Now, rarely, note this right here, rarely there's a sense of the word dabar that can be in a destructive sense, which means to subdue, to subdue, to subdue, to subdue with words, to speak, to answer, to appoint, to bid. Now, all of these right here in the Strong's is not necessarily just the meaning. It's how this word may be found in the various areas of the Hebrew Bible, what's often called the Tanakh, right? Of the Hebrew, the Brit Yeshana. The Old Testament was referred to, the Hebrew Bible. This is called the Hebrew Bible right there. But here's the point right here. The point is that even though in Exodus chapter 34 and 28 in the English of verse 28 of Shemot, Exodus chapter 34, it says the Ten Commandments, you'll notice that the word for words, H1697, and the word for commandment is also the H1697. It's not mitzvah. So it's not commandment, right? So that's the first place right there, right? The first place. Here, let's go on right here. Where else do we have the Ten Commandments written right here? Here, we have Deuteronomy. Look at Deuteronomy. This is where we're at even in this current Torah portion right here. Deuteronomy 4 and 13. And he declared to you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments. Note that it's the same H1697, which is dabar. Dabar, not mitzvah. Not mitzvah. Mitzvah, not mitzvah. Right? And he wrote them upon two tables of stone. Let's bring this up right here. Let's compare. Let's go all the way down here to the Tanakh, right? The Tanakh, right? And here it says, Vayagid lachem et berito asher tziwa et kem la sota sareta hadebarim vayayika Vayikatebeim ala shnei luchota ibani. Basically, it's a good basic translation, right? It's a good basic translation. And he declared vayagid from yagid hagada agad, to speak, to declare, vayagid lachem. Vayagid lachem. Vayagid lachem, and he declared to you at the berito, declared to you berito, his covenant, asher tziwa, that which tziwa, he commanded et tekem, commanded to all of y'all, speaking directly to you all, to the Bnei Yisrael, to the Israelites, and to I and I. La isot, right? To do. La isot, asher tziwa et tekem la isot, that he commanded y'all la isot, to do. Isaret, here, let's just highlight that so you can see where we're at. Isaret, right? Let's highlight these two words right here. There's Isaret, right? Esaret, right there, that is 10 of the Esaret, pointed as Esaret. And then we have Ha Debarim, the 10 Debarim, as the fourth book of Moshe is known as Debarim, Devarim, Latter-day Jews, with a European mother tongue, they say Devarim. We say Ha Debarim according to the ancient pointing of the Hebrew, right? And it says Wayikhtabeim, and he wrote them, Wayikhtabeim, and he wrote them all upon Shnei two lochot, tablets, two tablets, Evanim or Ebanim, lochot, al Shnei lochota Ebanim, and he wrote them on two tables of stone, Ebanim, Ebanim, some say Evanim, Ebanim, two tables of stone. And just the proof positive that right here, we go down here where we have the hyperlinks, and we have Esaret, Esaret right there, 10. You see Esaret, next word, the H1697, Dabar, Dabar in the singular sense of word, and Hadabarim, the words. The words, going further right here, just Katav, Katav is to write, to record. Right, all is up on, upon, right, Shanae, right, Shanae, they have it in the plural form, but there we have it in the constructive sense, Shanae, because Shanae goes with Lachot. So as singular, Shanaim, if it was just singular, to say two, but saying the two tables, Shanae, Lachota, Ebani. So here's the second place that we have in the translation, Ten Commandments, but in the actual text, we have 10 words. All right? Okay, one more place, because there's three places. There's only three places in Torah, right, where we have 10 commandments in the English KJV, and this is the third here. Deuteronomy 10 and 4. We had Exodus 34. Right, then we have Deuteronomy 4, right, and here we have Deuteronomy 10. And he wrote on the tables, according to the first writing, the Ten Commandments. Even here, you see the word H1697, that's Debar HaDebarim, Esareta HaDebarim, that Yahweh, that Jehovah spake to you. We don't read the unto. The Habarim already understand that right there. To you. Because un mean not. Right? Not. Okay? To you. In the mount, out of the midst of the fire, in the day of the assembly, and Yahweh and Jehovah gave them to me. So once again, to do due diligence here, let's look at the Hebrew right here. Looking at the Hebrew. We could read this up here, but just for consistency, we're going to go down to the Tanakh, what is called by others the Tanakh. Ones and ones know that we don't favor that particular wording of it. It's on scripture right there. It's an acronym right there. But since it's a point of reference right here, we're going to touch on it right here. Wayiktov, 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 al haluchot, ka mikatav, ha rishon. Eta esareta hadebarim asher diber Yahuwah elekem bahara mitoka haesha biyoma ha kahal vayitneim Yahuwah elai. So that's basically that's the only place that is incorrect is where it says Ten Commandments. It should have said 10 words. It should have said 10 words. We could go through this word by word or phrase by phrase. Why yiktov, and he wrote al ha-luchot upon the tablets, ha-miktav, according to the writing, as the writing, ha-miktav, ha-rishon, as the rishon, as the first. Eight. The eight is the definite article marker there. Esaret ha-debarim, the 10 debarim words. Asher, that which diber Diber, that which spoke, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be. Not I am that I am, that's Ehya Sha'ehya. This is Yahuwah. Wahu Haya, Wahu Hawe, Wahu Yehye Betifera. Right? Diber, Diber, that spoke, Yahuwah, Jehovah, Elekem, to you all, Bahar, Ba, upon Har, or in the Har, Mitok. Mitok, mitok, from the middle, from the midst, mitok ha'esh, from the middle of the fire, ha'esh, mitok ha'esh, biyom, biyom, in the day, ha'kahal, in the day of the assembly, or the kahal, like kahillah, the church, the called out assembly, biyom ha'kahal, the church in the wilderness, church, we're saying that in the sense of Kahal, to assemble, and the latter day word, the kahillah, the church, the assembly. Biyom ha-kahal, wa-yit-name, and he gave them, wa-yit-name, some might and none say va-yit-name, but wa-yit-name, and he gave them, Yahuwah, Jehovah, and Jehovah, Hashem, gave them, wa-yit-name, Yahuwah, Eli, and he gave them to I, and he gave them to me, or to I, Eli, Eli. He gave them to I. This is what Moshe, this is what is being said right there. So we have three places. Just to get that, this is important just to get a good foundation on this and to go into the actual verses for some of the potential, possible, or even sincere, but sincerely wrong, naysayers.
Anochi Adonai Elohecha, lo yiyeh lecha Elohim acherim al panai, lo tisa et shem Adonai Elohecha lashav, zachor yet yom ha-shabbat lekaddesho, kabed et avicha ve'et immecha, lo tirtzach, lo tinaf, lo tignov, לא תענה ורעך עד שקר. לא תחמוד בית רעך.
Hey, here's a Karema tune right here. Artist Wiliki. Ten Commandments. Yes, sir. For I.
Babylon, I see them falling by the man. Narry gear. They want to hold I and a prisoner in Ethiopia. They want to free me guilty of what I don't know. We don't want no Babylon law.
በዚህ ቀን የኛ ግዛት ውስጥ ላለው ሁሉ ነው የምንናገረው.
On this occasion, I address also all those within our empire. Our Christianity is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
Psalm 42.
Tehillim Sefer Sheni Mizmor Membet Lam Natseach Maskil Livnekorah.
As the heart panteth after the water brooks.
Ke ayal ta'arog al afike mayim.
So panteth my soul after thee, O God.
Ke nafshi ta'arog elecha Elohim.
My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God, thy God, thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in them. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance.
Elohai, Elohai, Elohai.
O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites, from the hill Mizar. deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows have gone over me. That the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God my rock, why hast thou forgotten? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance, and my God, and my God, and my God, 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 my God,
Elect of the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, Nuwafi, Tamarians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language. You see?
You see? The English language.
You see the English language.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Sirach. Sirach. The prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them.
So here, today's daily psalm, beginning book 2. Mizmor Mim Beit, Mizmor Mim Beit, Psalm 42, Psalm XLII. Book 2 of the Psalms to the Book of Psalms, five books in total. Here we're beginning the second book. There are five books of the Psalms. In other words, the Psalms are divided into five. We have five books. Yes, 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 yes. Apologies, apologies, brothers and sisters. Right there. I was on mute. Right here. We have today's daily psalm, a lament, a lamentation of an exile. From the Amharic perspective, it brings it out a little bit more, a lamentation of an exile, of a Levite in exile. But here we have lamentation of an exile. Here, beginning book two of the Psalter, Mizmor Mim Beit. Mizmor Mim Beit, Mim Beit, Psalm XLII. Book two of the Psalter, the Book of Psalms, Sefer Tehillim, Mizmor Dawit, has five books. So the psalm book is divided from the ancient times into five books. And here at Psalm 42, Lament of an Exile, we have right here, Lament of a Falasha, even I, the Beta Israel here of the West, here Mizmor Mim Beit. Book 2, Psalms 42 to Psalm 72 comprise the psalms in Book 2. And here, the 42nd psalm, it begins book 2. Now, there's some interesting curiosities right here, you know, that we would like to highlight and zoom in on right here, both in the Hebrew and also as it's reflected in the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzhaf Kedus, the Bible of the Conquering Line of the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, Weep Not, Behold, the Line of the Tribe of Judah, Ketamawi Hala Selassie, and his Bible right here. So let's see to just connect the dots right here. Here we have, for the leader, for the chief musician, a maskil. Maskil has to do with skill, has to do with prudence, has to do with wisdom of the sons of Korah. Also note the sons of Korah before. Remember, there was Korah, the father, right, who rose up in rebellion against Moshe and the proper authority in the camp with Datan and Abiram, and they right, went down alive into Sheol, into the Duat, into the underworld. But the sons of Korah, the sons of Korah died not. What is the demonstration of? It's a demonstration of the 10 words, the 10 commandments, as His Majesty says, His advice to all is to fulfill, right, to fulfill the 10 words, to fulfill the 10 commandments. In the 10 words and the 10 commandments, it says, He will visit the iniquity of the fathers upon the sons to the third and the fourth generation, those who hate Him. So it's clear that Korah, when he rose up in his rebel line, his rebellion, he hated Yahuwah, Jehovah. He went against the rightful order of things, and he was judged. But his sons, right, the sons of Korah, they died not. They died not. So are you what your father is? Are you really what your father is? Here it says that if the sons go along with what their fathers go along with, and the fathers go astray and hate Yahuwah, well, they hate Yahuwah, but we get the sons of Korah being speared. And from the sons of Korah, we trace the lineage even to Shemuel, to Samuel, right, to Samuel. So the sons of Korah, again, we have this heading in Psalms XLIV to XLIX. We have it in Psalms 44 to Psalm 49. We have Psalm 85. We have Psalm 87, and we have Psalm 88. All of them have the superscription for the sons of the sons of Korah, Libnei Korah, the Bnei Korah. Now, it is related of Korah that he perished in the abortive revolt, in the faux rebellion, revolution against Moshe, right? But in Numbers chapter 26, verse 11, it says, but the sons of Korah, the Bnei Korah, died not. We read of the Korahites among the Levitical choristers in the Beit HaMikdash, in the Heikal, in the temple, in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 19. Now the words of the title, some say, they may indicate that the Psalms enumerated were composed by this Levitical family. But more likely, something, they were part of a collection of psalms, of chants, of isis for liturgical worship that was used, right, was used to be chanted by them. Hear, 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 lament of an exile. So here from low degrees to high degrees, do we have KJV right here, here, here? Let's go through a couple of verses right here, brothers and sisters, and HD of the Midrash. We shared the Midrash, part of the Midrash, but we'll go into a little more detail this time right here if we have enough time to share this right here on the ear and in the iris. So here, let's bring this up right here. We have verse 1 and verse 2. From low degrees to high degrees, the KJV, to the chief musician, Maskil. Once again, the Maskil. Maskil instructive, Maskil didactic, Maskil something imparting skill or wisdom. Dawit was said to be Maskil. He showed himself circumspect. In Psalm 47 and 7, is it Psalm 47 and 7, which says to give praises with understanding, to give praises with understanding. Let's go here, see if that's Psalm 47. 47 and 7 in the King James Version, corresponding with 47 and 8 in the Hebrew. It says, Ki melekol haaretz Elohim, zamru maskil, for the king of all the earth, earth's rightful ruler, ki melek, for Melech, the king, call haaretz of all the earth, Elohim. For Elohim is the king, is the Melech, the Negus, even Negus and Neges of all the earthly plane. Zamru, Masakil, sing praises with understanding in the KJV. Sing praises, Masakil, Zamru, Zamar, Mezmor, Mezmor, Zamar, chant Isis, Zamru, Masakil, Zamru, chant Isis, y'all, in a skillful song, chant eyes y'all with understanding. So the maskil, just to bring out the maskil sense right here. Maskil, so what kind of a psalm is a maskil for the sons of Korah? As the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O El Elohim. My soul thirsteth for Elohim, for El Chai, for the living El, the living power. When shall I come and appear before Elohim? Here's what we'd like to zoom in on. When shall I come and appear before Elohim? Because there's a variant reading of it, even from the ancient Hebrew, and we see it also in the Septuagint, but particularly we see it in the Metzav Kedus, right, within the Psalter, the Psalms of the conquering lion, the tribe of Judah, the root of David, in the Bible of His Imperial Majesty, the Book of the Seven Seals, here in the Mezmur Dawit, here the first verses, here, Psalm 42. Lemezamran aleka yekore lejocha temherit. Lemezamran, for the chanters, aleka, for the chief of the chanters, yekore of Korah, lejoch, the children of Korah, temherit. Temherit is teaching. Give us the temherit, the temherite, negus and neges. Give us a teaching of His Majesty. Maskil.
So here,
Mezmor Arba Hulet. Psalm 41 in the parentheses 42, corresponding to the later numbering, superscription. For the chief musician, the chief of the chanters, a teaching, a temherit of the sons of Korah. Qut'aran, verse 1. Wala, what a wicha mincha and a mina fika betu. Indeed, who nefse, what ante te nafkalech. Here, corresponding with the first verse right here. Wala, wala. Now we have the wala, we have the deer. Let's put it like the deer. The deer, wala water wucha to the water, minch, to the water source in the mia nafik, as the deer, as he pants to the water source, so I see nafik, right, as he longs for, right, in the mia nafik, as the deer, or the heart, panteth to the source of the water, wala water toward wucha, the water minch. The wucha minch, the water source, like the water spout, the water fountain, in the mi nafik, as he longs, abetu, my father's father, or abba, the bait, abetu, indihu, like this, nefse, my soul, my psyche, she, water ante, to the eye male, te nafkalech, she longs. So as the heart longs for the source of the water, I bear to my father of the house like this, my soul, nefse, my psyche, what ante, to ante, speaking directly to he who be, who he be, what ante, tinafkalech, she longs, kuter hulet, verse 2, nefse, what a hiyao am lak tet emacha. Meche darsalo. Yam lakinis safita meche ayalo. Nefse, my soul, my psyche, correspond with the Hebrew, the nefesh, nafshi, my soul, my psyche, she. So the soul, right, in Ha Torah, in the scripts, Afro-Shemitically speaking, is she. Nefse, my soul, wede, towards Hiyao, the living Amlak, Hiyao, the living God. In the Hebrew, we say le'el, te'el, chai, le'el, chai, chai, the living, hiyao, amlak, tet'emach, tet'emach. She's thirsty, my soul, she's thirsty, right, for, towards the living source. Meche, when, meche, darsalo, meche darsalo, meche darsalo, when will I reach? So here, putting this as a dialogue in the psyche, in the soul, in my soul, nefseh, water hiyao amlak tet emach, she thirsts. Meche edersalo, and thus, in a sense, saying, Meche edersalo, my soul is saying, when will I reach the living power, el chai, when will I reach to that divine water? First question, Meche, when? Edersalo, when will I deres edarash? Edersalo, when will I reach? Yamlakinis, and of the amlak of the source, feet, the feet, bamarinya is the face, yamlakanis feet, yeah, of amlakanis, and concerning my power's face, the perspective, the face, how you face it, how you see it, yeah, amlakanis feet, the face, the perspective of my God, of my power, meche, when, ayalo, I will see, here as a question, meche, ayalo, when will I see the face of the power of God? Now, here, let's bring it down to the Hebrew right here. That's the first two verses, right, from the Metzav Kedus of Negusa Neges, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie First Bible, right here, the Psalms. And here, from the Hebrew, we have Lamnatzeya Maskil Libnei Korah, for the leader, the chief musician, the overcomer, Maskil, wisdom, circumspection, a teaching of the Bnei Korah, the sons of Korah. Kayala taroga alifik mayim kin nafshi ta'rog leka Elohim. As the heart kayal, as the heart, as the male deer, ta'rog. Now the ta'rog is interesting here, because the ta'rog means she thirsts. We get into some of this, there's something called haplography. In other words, some say since the verb here, ta'rog, is feminine, and ayal is the male deer, the female deer is the ayalet, with the tau, the t at the end, ayalet. Haplography is like when a letter is dropped out. So some think that actually it originally was k'ayalet ta'rog, but the te at the end of ayalet got dropped off, so from the feminine deer or the hind, it becomes here the ayal. Now, ayal is an interesting word too, because ayale in the Amharic means to like overpower, to be strong. It's related to the more archaic form, the chayale. So we say chayal. We say el. We say el to say God. We say ayal. So ayal, even the Hebrew, is linked to strength and power and might, the ayal. And when we contract that word, this is where we have the Hebrew word for God and Almighty in El and Elohim. So El, contracted El, uncontracted is Ayel, which also means like a heart, a deer, right? So we have Ka'ayel. And people say, well, why is this? Because it also relates to the ram, like the horns, like that, you know, the horns, the twisted, the power, twisted, right, in that sense there. So we have ka'ayal. So some say that actually it was ka'ayalet ta'rog, but the tau in ayalet got dropped off, so transforming the word from the female deer to the male deer, as we have, according to the Ketiv, what is written, ka'ayal ta'rog. But as it is written, is saying that Ke'ayal, as a male deer, ta'erog, as she pants, or as a male deer is panting like she, alifik e'mayi, after or upon the water, right, the water brooks, cane, so, yes, so, like this, cane, nafshi, so my soul, ta'erog. Now, what's interesting is that the ayalet, in the feminine sense, ayalet is she, and the nafshi is she. So we have cane, nafshi, so my soul, ta'erog. Ta'erog, she is panting. Aleika, ale, to the ka, to the I, male. Aleika, Elohim, so my soul. So as the deer, right, pants like she, after the water brooks, cane, nafshi, so my soul, my psyche, cane, nafshi, ta'erog, she is panting, right? Aleika, aleika, after the eye, to the eye, Elohim, O Elohim. So here in the Hebrew, this is the Gimel verse, but in your Bibles, KJV, the second verse, Sama nafshi le'elohim le'el chai. Matai abo ve'era'eh p'nei Elohim. My soul thirsteth for Elohim. For the living El, Le El Chai, Le for El, the Almighty, the power, Le El Chai, the living power. Matayabo, when shall I come? Matai, Bamarini, we say Meche Dersalo, in the Ibrahim, in the Hebrew, we say, Matai, when? Matai abo, when shall I come? Matai abo, we era'eh. Now we have era'eh. Era'eh is to become visible. When will I be, like, seen? When will I appear, in the sense of when will I be visible, when will I be seen? We era'eh, and be seen, p'nei, the face, the presence, p'nei Elohim. So this can be translated as before Elohim, or when shall I, like, see the face of Elohim. But here, according to the pointing we have here, we era'eh. So what is era'eh? The Hebrew, when shall I go and appear to the face of Elohim? Bringing out a direct of the Hebrew, when shall I go and appear to the face of Elohim? Matai abo we'era'eh p'nei Elohim. Or, other translation, when shall I come and appear before Elohim? Now, some look at this and amend the Nephil, right, of ra'ah, to see, the Nephil of the verb. We have era'eh in the Hebrew is I will appear, I will be seen, era'eh, I will appear, I will be seen. To the kal of this would be er'eh. So the letters are the same, but the tonal pointing changes, right, changes the context. So as era'eh is I will appear, I will be seen. Er'eh is I will see. Er'eh is I will see. So here when we look at the Metz'af Kedus of Negus and Neges in the Septuagint, they have this secondary, I will see. Er'eh. So if we read this like this, Matai abo we'er'eh p'nei Elohim. This would be, when shall I go and see the face of Elohim? And see the face of Elohim. And both of these readings, right, are true. This is why some interpret this as a lamentation, a lament of a Levite, right? Because of the close proximity, right, of the Levites and the Kohanim in the tabernacle, in the temple. They were around the ark and the holy things. So in a sense, they were in the presence or before, right, the face, the presence. So to go before the presence of Elohim is like to go before the presence of the ark, right, according to HaTorah, right, or to go into the tabernacle court facing the direction of the ark. So here, with the reading that we have in the Metzav Kedus of His Majesty, brings out this second sense, Yamla Kenis Feet, Meche Ayalo, and the face of the Amlak, the face of the source, Meche Ayalo, Meche. In the Hebrew we have Matai, Matai Abo, when shall I go, we Erae, and appear, or we Erae, we Erae, and see, where, where, Pene Elohim. Matai Abo, we Erae, Pene Elohim. When shall I go and see the face, right, of Elohim, or Matai Abo, we Erae, Pene Elohim. When shall I go and appear before Elohim? And what's interesting about this is that those who had a duty of service in the context of the tabernacle, they could say Er'e, Er'e, to see, right, to see the face. I will see, right, I will see the face, right? While the other worshipers, the rank and file Israelites, they would come during the pilgrim festivals to appear before the face, right, to appear before Elohim, right, in the holy city and in the courtyard of the tabernacle or the courtyard of the temple. Just to bring out this particular sense right here, because in the Metzav Kedus, His Majesty's Bible, sometimes the translation would favor the Hebrew and even the archaic Hebrew. And at other times, right, in a word, in a verse, or area, it would favor the Septuagint, which proves that the Ethiopian, the ancient version that His Majesty translated it from, right, was a totally different version than any of the versions we have now. We have a version of a version now, but it's an interesting study right here. Just bring that out right at this particular point. On the second verse, when shall I go, right? Abo is like to go in that sense. It could be to come, but more in a go sense. Matai abo, when shall I go? We erae, and appear. We erae, and see Pene Elohim, and see the face of Elohim.
Rastafari, no man, it hot.
I and I am one, is seeking Rastafari to look upon your pretty, pretty face.
We want to walk the streets of glory, shining around the throne. So not the Jets, they love the Gentiles, them to come. One come, look upon the pretty, pretty face. Far we are going home, going home, to seeking Rastafari. Till I see at the root of David, hallelujah.
And when they would come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
مزمور أربعة بكنف أربعة لما زمرانا لك آي قوري لجوش تمه ولا ودوها منشن دمي نافك عبيتون ديهو نفسي ودان تتنافك آل نفسي ودهي واملاك تتأمك مكي درس عالو يا ملاك نسفيت مكي آي عالو زواتر عملاك هو ديتنا وسيلون انباي بكن النابل اللي تمجب هون يهنسا صف نفسي بني وستفست ودك زيابير بيت وده مسقانا منوري عصفرا قبال لهنا بقالم يادر بسوت يدستان ناي مسقانا انقالا السم نفسي هوي لمن تازن يالش لمن استاوكين يالش يفتين مدهانيت عملاكين عمسقنا وزن بجزيابير ثامن عملاكي هوي نفسي بني وستتاوكت سلزي بيوردان وسمدر بارموني من بتان ناشو ترارا استبال بفوافواتي دمسك ألاي كلاي نتترالج ما أبلهنا مقد خلو بلاي ألف بجزيابير بكان چرنة نيازال بليلي تمزماري وبني زندي هنا يني سلت لهيوتي عملاكي اكزيابيرن انت متقينك لمن رساهي الاتو تشيسياس چنكوني لمن عزيني ملالة صالو سلوال الاتو تشيهو الگزي عملاك هو ديت بالو الگزي اعطنتو تشيني يكالت عطا مسجدو
ነፍሴ ሆይ ለምን ታዝኛለሽ ለምን ስታውቂኛለሽ የፊቴን መድኃኒት አምላኬን አመሰግነው ዘንድ በእግዚአብሔር ታመኝ
መዝሙር 42 በቀደም 43 የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ ፍረድልኝ ከጽድቅ ከራቁ ህዝብም ክርስቲያን ተከራከ ከሸንጋይና ከግፈኛ ሰው አድን አንተ አምላኬ ኃይሌም ለምን ትተወኛለህ ጠላቶቼ ሲያስጨንቁኝ ለምን አዝኜ እመላለሳለሁ ብርሃንህንና እውነትህን ላክ እነርሱ ይምሩኝ ወደ ቅድስና ተራራና ወደ ማደሪያህ ይሰግዱ ወደ እግዚአብሔር መሠዊያ ጎልማሳነቴንም ደስ ወዳሰኛት ወደ አምላኬ ገባል አቤቱ አምላኬ በበገና መሰግናለሁ ነፍሴ ሆይ ለምን ታዝኛለሽ ለምን ስታውቂኛለሽ የፊቴን መድኃኒት አምላኬን አመሰግነው ዘንድ በእግዚአብሔር ታመኝ
Salamta, Aina Yisterling, greetings, and may Cha give you health on I and I behalf. Aina Yisterling. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, Gormawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie, here from the Metzhav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, and from the Psalter, Mezmure Dawid, the Psalms of David. Here we begin the second book with today's daily psalm, Mezmur Arba Hulet, Psalm 42. Huletenya Mitzhaf, the second book of the Psalter of the Mezmur Dawit, Psalms of David, is divided in the ancient manuscripts and scrolls into five books. And here we pick up with the second book, Huletenya Mitzhaf, Ka Mezmur Arba Hulet is Ki Sabah Hulet Dres. From Psalms 42 to Psalm 72 is the Huletenya, the second Mitzhaf book, Huletenya Mitzhaf. Today's daily psalm, Mezmur Arba Hulet. Psalm 42. In today's daily psalm is theme, Besedet Lai Yale Lewawi Likso. Besedet Lai Yale. One who is in exile. Besedet. In Sidet. Besedet Lai Yale Lewawi Likso. A Levite's lamentation. Lewawi. Lewawi Likso. A Levite's lamentation while Besedet Lai in exile. Besedet Lai Yale Lewawi Likso. The theme of today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, Garmawi, Garmawi, Haile Selassie, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. Yes, I. So Mika and I pick up and write up here, comparing and contrasting side by side the HSV, Haile Selassie version, with the KJV, the King James version. Beginning off here with the superscription, we begin, Besama'ab, Wewelid, Wemenfesu Kadus, Ahadu, Amlak. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One source in Jemralin. We begin with the superscription. Le mezamrana leka yekore lejoch timherit. The English in the KJV to the chief musician. Le mezamrana leka to the mezamran aleka, the musical chief, the musical director. Le mezamrana leka yekore lejoch. Sons of Korah, timherit. In the English, we have masakil, which has to do with skill and understanding, a well-written composition, taken as a didactic or a teaching. Bamarinya, we have timherit, bringing out the true sense of the masakil that we have in the superscription of KJV to the chief musician, masakil, for the sons of Korah. Lemezamrana leka, yekore lejoch timherit, a teaching, a timherit, of the sons of Korah. Le mezamrana leka, to the chief musician, a teaching of the sons of Korah. Kuter and verse 1. Walla wada wuha minchin de minafik abetu. Indihu nese wada ante tenafik alech. as the heart panteth, as the heart panteth after the water brooks. Walla, what a wucha mentioned the minafik abetu. My father, his father, the father of the house. So panteth my soul, my psyche, my suke, my nefesh, nefse, nefse, and dihu, like this, and dihu, nefse, whether ante, to the eye, male, tenafik alech, she panteth, as the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul, nefse, my psyche, after the eye, O God. Walla, what a wuha mention the minafik avir to indihu, nefse, what ante tenaf kalech, kuter hulet, verse 2. Nefse, what a yaw amla tetemach, meche dersalo, yamla kines safit meche ayalo. My soul thirsteth for God, for the source, for the living source, the living God. When shall I come and appear before the source, before God? Nefse, my soul, whether Yao Amlak, my soul, whether towards Yao Amlak, to the living source, the living God, Yao Amlak, Nefse, whether Yao Amlak to Temach, she thirsteth. Meche Darsalo, when shall I reach? Meche Darsalo? Yamlak in this feet, and the face, the presence, the perception of the source. Meche ayalo, when shall I see the face of the source? When shall I see the face of God? Interesting right here, in the Hebrew we have erae, to appear, and erae, to see. So here the Royal Amharic takes the secondary interpretation, not just to appear, when shall I appear before the face of the source, but when shall I see the face of God, the face of the source. Yamlak nisfit, meche ayalo, when, ayalo, shall I see. Kuter source, verse 3. Zoweter, amlake, weretno. Silun and baye be kerna be leilit migib honenye. My tears have been my meat, my food, day and night, while they continually say to me, where is thy God? Where is thy source? Zoweter, zoweter, always, continually. I'm like, where it no? Where is he? I'm like, your male source. I'm like, where it no, Silun, while he say to me, Silun, in Bayi, my tears, bekenana belelit, in the day, bekenana belelit, nigib honeng, has become for me food. Kuter Arat, verse 4. Yehinna sasiba nese, bene wista fesesech, ware gziari herdeta, ware miskana, menoria sifra gebalahunna, ba'alla yem yadargusa woch, yedestana miskana kalasemu. When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, in I. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of the source, with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Yihin sasib, yihin this sasib. When I think about this, yihin sasib, nase, my soul, my psyche, be inne wista fesesech, she is poured out. My psyche, she is poured out, be inne wista fesesech, wada ekeziavi her bait, to the house, the bait of ekeziavi her, the sustainer, the good, the generous of Father, wada miskana, and to thanks, menoria, to the dwelling place of thanks, of thanksgiving. Wada miskana menoria sifra igabalehunna. Be'ala yemi yadargu sawoch. Those, the people who kept the holy day, the Baal, the feast, the festival, Baal yemi yadargu sawoch. Ye desitana miskana kal asemmu. Cause to hear. If cause to hear, yedesta, joy, and miskana kal, yedestana miskana kal asemmu, kuter amis, verse 5. Nefse hoi, lemen tajnyalesh, lemen nesta taukinyalesh, yefitena medchanita amlakena mesegnozen, ve egziari herretameni.
Why art thou the eye cast down? Oh, my soul, nefsehoi, lementaznyalesh, lemenisatalkinyalesh. And why art thou disquieted? Disquieted, and why are you disquieted within I? Lemenis talkinyalesh, yefitena medchanit. I'm lucky and I'm a signal zen. Trust, take confidence in he who be who he be. Hope thou in the source and sustainer, the good, the generous, ah, for I shall yet praise him. I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Here in the royal Amharic, ye fitain a medchanit, the salvation, the medicine, ye fitain of my face, of my perception, ye fitain a medchanit, I'm lakin, my source, I'm a segnozen to praise, I'm lakin, to praise my source, I'm lakin, I'm a segnozen, the egaziavi her tameni, commanding the soul, commanding his soul, his suke, his nefs, to trust in the sustainer, ve'egaziav her tameni, speaking to she, tameni, have faith, yea, and amen, in the sustainer, he who be, who he be. Kuter Siddist, verse 6. Amlake hoi, nefse, venne wista tawakech, selezihe, ve'yordanos midr, ve'armone mimma, ve'tanashu terara, asibhalo. O my source, O my source, I'm lake hoy, I'm lake hoy, I'm lake my source hoy, oh, I'm lake hoy, oh my source, oh my source, my soul, she is cast down within, within me, within I, nese, bene wista tower catch, selezi, therefore, be Jordanos midr, in the land of Jordan, the armonemim, and the Hermonites, betanashu terara, and in the little mountain, betanashu terara, asibhalo, I will reckon the eye. Therefore will I remember the eye from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites from the hill Mitzar, the little hill. Batana Shutara, Kuter Sabat, verse 7. Beth Wafwatehe Dinsa, like Elayin, Tit Ratalech, Maibelhina Mogedihe Hulu, Belaye Alefe, Alefe, Belaye Alefe. Deep, deep calleth to deep at the noise of the eye, water spouts at the voice. At the noise of thy water spouts. Befuafuatehe dint alaik alayin titaratalech. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. I. Ma ebelhinna mogedihe hulu velaye alefe. Kuta cement, verse 8. Egziavi her bekenchar netuna yazizal. Beleilitim azamareu, bene zende yehonal, yene sileta lehiwete amlakno. Yet the sustainer, Egziavio, the good, the generous Ab Father, will command, he who be who he be, will command his loving kindness in the daytime. Commanding his loving kindness in the daytime. Egziavio herveken, charnetun, his generosity, his open-handedness. Ekziyaviher beken, in the day, beken charnetun yazizal, he will command his loving kindness, his generosity in the daytime, and in the night, his song shall be with me, his song shall be with I, beleilitim, and in the night, beleilitim, zamareu, bene zen yehonal, and my prayer to the source of my life and my prayer, yene silet, and my vow. Here we have silet, yene of I, my, yene silet, lehiwete amlakno, to the source of my life, lehiwete amlakno, kuter zeteng, verse 9. Egeziavi herin, ante met egiayene,
Lemon resahin telatoche siyasa chenkunya lemon asnye emelal lesalu hilawalo. I will say to the source, sustainer, my rock, why hast thou forgotten I? Why go I mourning because of the oppression? Rephrase the downpression. Why go I mourning because of the downpression of the enemy? Egezia viherin, ante, the I, male, ante, metegiayin, is my place of refuge, my stronghold. Lemon resahin, why have you forgotten I? Lemon resahin? Lemon resahin, why have you forgotten I? Why? Telatoche, my enemies, siyasa chenkuni, when they cause I and I straightness and difficulty and anxiety, when they downpress I and I haters, telatoche, siyasa chenkuni. Lemon, why? Azinye, emela lesalahu. Why asnye being sad? Asnye emelal lesalo, emelal lesalo. Why do I go to and fro? Why do I go about? Asnye sad. Lemon asnye emelal lesalo, illawalo, illawalo. I will say to him. I will say to Gziabihar. Kut asa verse 10. Telatoche hulgize amlake weretno. Balungize hatintochina iyek elatakamu sedabunye. As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily to me, where is thy God? Where is thy source? Telatoche, my enemies, my haters, hul gize, hul all gize, the time. Telatoche, hul gize, amlake, huwedetno. Malung gize, while he say to me, amlake, your male, your source. Huwedet, where? Nau, where is he? Huwedetno, huwedetno, amlake, huwedetno. Malung gize, at intoche in my bones, iek elet atemu sedebun. They blaspheme I. Kut el asra and verse 11. Nesehoi lemon tajnyalesh lemon nes talkinyalesh. Yefitein met chanit am lakin am esagno zen egeziavi her tameni. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Nesehoi, O my soul, O my suke, O my psyche. Nesehoi lemon tajnyalesh lemon tajnyalesh. Why art thou sad, and why art thou saddened? Leminis, and why taukinyalesh? And why do you cause I agitation? Taukinyalesh, speaking to she, the psyche, the nefesh, the nefsehoi. Lemin tajnyalesh, why are you sad, O my soul? Leminis taukinyalesh, and why do you cause I agitation? Yefitin medchanit, the salvation of my face, of my perception. Yefitena medchanit, the salvation of my face, my perception. Amlakin, my source. Amesa gnozen, to praise. Amesa gnozen, to praise. Amlakin. Amesa gnozen, be'egezia viher tameni, commanding the soul. Because the soul that is without instruction in Shaway, truth and life, is headed for self-destruction. Here, commanding the soul, the Egezia we have, and the sustainer, the good, the generous of, and he who be, who he be, tameni, tameni, trust, yea, and amen, the objective reality, and he who be, who he 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 be. Oh,
females too low. AP no means a woman of respect, yeah.
مزمور 41 بقنف 42 لمزمران لقاء يقوري لجوش تمهر ولا ودوها من تندمي نافق عبيتون ديهو نفسي ودان تتنافق عنه نفسي ودهي واملاك تتأمك مكي درسالو ياملاك نسكيس مكي آيالو زواتر عملاك هو ديتنا وسيلون ان باي بك ان النابلي ليس مقب هوني يهنساس سب نفسي بني وستخصص ودك زيابير بيت ودا مسغانا منوريا سفرا قبال لهنا بعالم يادر قسوك يدا ستانا يمسغانا انقالا سم نفسي هوي لمن تازني علش لمن استاوكني علش يفتين مدهانيت عملاكينا مسجنو زن بجزيابير سامي عملاكي هوي نفسي بني وستاوك تلزي بيرجانو سمدر بارموني من بتانا شو ترارا سبال بفوافواتي دمسك ألايك ألاين تترالج ما أبلهنا مقد خلو بلاي ألف اجزيا بهير بكتاني شرم نتني أسوال بليلي تنزم ماري وبني زنبي هون يني سلت لهيوتي أملاك اجزيا بهيرن أنت متقينك لمن رسهي ጥላቱ ቼስ ያስጨንቁኝ ለምን አዝኜ መላለሳለሁ ስለዋለሁ ጥላቱ ጀሁል ጊዜ አምላክህ ወዴት ባሉኝ ጊዜ አጥንቶቼን እየቀለጣጠሙ ሰደው ነፍሴ ሆይ ለምን ታዝኛለሽ ለምን ስታውቂኛለሽ የፊቴን መድኃኒት አምላኬን አመሰግነው ዘንድ በእግዚአብሔር ታመኝ
direct subject marker. For I will cast out nations before thee, enlarge thy borders, neither shall any man covet thy land. So here, the first verse, touching on the superscription. Now let's zoom in on the first verse. In the KJV, this will be verse 1 and 2. In the Sefer Tehillim, in the Hebrew Psalms, there will be verses 2 to 3. This section is themed his yearning, the yearning for communion, common union, communion with Ha-Elohim, Ha-Elohim, with the power. So once again, verse 2 and 3 in the Hebrew corresponds to KJV, verses 1 and 2, apart from the superscription. Ka'ayal ta'rog, al ifke mayi, ke nafshi ta'rog, leka Elohim, samah nafshi le'elohim le'el chayi, matabo, we'erayeh b'nei Elohim. Here, as the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul. After thee, I, O Elohim, my soul, she thirsteth for Elohim, for the living El, for El Chai. When shall I come and appear before Elohim? When? The question here, when shall I come and appear before Elohim? Matai abo, we'era'eh, b'nei Elohim. Matai abo, when shall I come? Matai abo, we'era'eh. And I appear with an erae, where I, Pnei Elohim, and appear before Elohim. Now, since the accompanying verb in the first verse, KJV wise, the bait verse in the Hebrew, ayal, ayal is translated as heart. Ayal being translated as heart, as a stag, a male deer. But the verb, ta'erog, is she panteth. Ta'erog is she panteth. So we have the noun being male, and the verb being feminine, and the verb, ta'erog, is the very same verb we have in the B part, the second part of the opening verse, kein nafshi ta'erog, eleka Elohim. So panteth my soul. Kain, nafshi, ta'erog. So the ta'erog there, corresponding to k'ayal ta'erog. Except that ayal is masculine, is a male deer, a stag, a male deer. So the accompanying verb is feminine in form. The noun ayal is masculine. Should be amended. Now some amend this here within the reading of it. Right, some amend this here, looking at the Hebrew, and sometimes what has gone on with copying it. There's something called haplography. If you look up haplography, haplography, haplography. Haplography. Some say the letter tau, or some say tav, has occurred, and therefore the following verb ta'erog begins with tau. Therefore, the amending of k'ayal, like a stag, a male deer, to k'ayalet. Now, ayalet is a female deer. The ayalet is the hind or the female deer. This is why it reads as the heart, the stag, or the male deer. A more accurate would be the hind, and bringing out the hind, the female deer, the ayalet. So instead of k'ayal ta'erog, some suggest that there was another tau after ayal for the feminine sense of ayalet. So it would have read k'ayalet ta'erog, k'ayalet ta'erog. And the haplography means that, as it said, you have one letter, the same letter that ends a word, begins a new word, sometime in speech and even in writing, that letter gets dropped because it's repeated in the first part of the next word. So instead of k'ayalet ta'erog, k'ayalet ta'erog, k'ayalet ta'erog, k'ayal ta'erog, k'ayal ta'erog, k'ayalet ta'erog, k'ayal ta'erog, k'ayal ta'erog. So if you go through, you can see, and also here, most importantly here, k'ayalet ta'erog, k'ayalet ta'erog, k'ayal ta'erog, k'ayal ta'erog, k'ayalet ta'erog. Because in order to pronounce both the T at the end, the tau at the end of ayalet, and the tau at the beginning of ta'erog, to pant, she to pant, that's the key. She to pant. So thus we have the emendation here, bringing out a more vivid simile. A thirsty, timid hind, ayalet, she, ta'erog, she panting. Not k'ayal as a male deer, ta'erog, like a male deer, she pants. Like a male deer, she pants. So therefore the haplography of the letter tau no doubt is accurate. K'ayalet, ta'erog. Because then the consistency with the second part of the verse, can nafshi ta'erog. So my soul, the soul in the Hebrew, the Afro-Shemitic, is feminine. So the simile, the word picture, is a thirsty, timid hind. She's fearful of attack at a pool or stream by stronger animals that congregate, aggregate there, yet she's driven by the instinct of self-preservation to find water that is essential to life and liberty. K'ayaleta ta'rog, Allah if ekemayi. K'enafshi ta'rog leka Elohim. Bringing out that sense here, as the hind, as she panteth after the water brooks. K'ayaleta ta'rog, Allah if ekemayi. So panteth my soul. K'enafshi ta'rog, after thee leka Elohim. So pants, the sense of ta'rog, she panting, brings out the sense of panting with thirst. Ta'rog. Ta'erog, my soul, she, ta'erog. K'ayalet, as a female deer, ta'erog, she panteth. In spite of the very interesting k'ayal, like a male deer, ta'erog. Alifik e'mayim, kena she ta'erog, eleka Elohim. The Hebrew term nefesh, with the pronominal suffix, naf, she, contracted, and pronominal suffix added. So nefesh is soul, nafshi, contracting nafshi, like nefse, bamarinya, nefse, nafshi, nafshi, with a pronominal suffix. Some say is equivalent. Sometimes this is equivalent to a pronoun in poetry. In poetry. In other words, my soul, to say like my life, my inner life thirsteth. Right? Well, thirsteth now, the thirsting idea now, the panting is panting for water. So we have the ta'irog, first verse. Second verse, right? Tsamah, 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 right? Tsamah. She thirsting, now she, my soul, she thirsting. She thirsty, she thirsty. Tsamah nafshi, tsamah nafshi. And especially telling image here, going with the opening verse, in a sun-scorched east, where water is held to be very precious in the sun-scorched east, 13 months of sunshine. It is used again. We have the same sense of tsamah used again in Psalm 63, Hebraically the second verse, in Amos, Amos chapter 8, verse 11, in Isaiah, Isaiah 55 and 1. She thirsteth, tsamah nafshi, lelohim, le'el chai. My soul, she thirsteth. She thirsteth for Elohim, for the powers. She thirsteth for the power, for the living power. Le'el, le'el, le'el chai, le'el chai, le'el chai, le'el chai. The power, the almighty chai, the almighty life, the almighty living one, for the living almighty. Matai abo, ve'era'eh, b'nei Elohim. When shall I come? Matai abo, matai, 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 matai abo. Matai meche, meche, matai, meche, matai avo. Matai avo, some may not say it's matai avo. Matai avo, ve'era'e b'nei Elohim. Matai avo, ve'era'e b'nei Elohim. When shall I come and appear before Elohim? Ha'el, ha'el, the power, who is the fountain of living waters, of living, of running, of flowing, the living waters. Yirmiyah. Yirmiyahu Ermias, Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13. Also Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 13. He who be, who he be, who he be, Ha'el, the power, the almighty, he be, because he has the power, ability, he's almighty, Ha'el, he be, the fountain of living waters, who alone, all one alone, can satisfy the thirst of a true mitmanan, a true admittant, called, chosen, and faithful admittant, one who believe, a true believer, appear, appear before Elohim. This phrase here, we and erai, erai, erai pene Elohim, erai pene Elohim, appearing before the face, the pene, the fane, fane, we erai pene Elohim, we erai pene Elohim, appearing before the face, the countenance, the presence, the perception. This is a technical phrase, Hebraically, this is a technical phrase. If I would say, yeah, I'm going to go and appear before Elohim. That's a technical phrase for pilgrimage to Heikalo, to Ha-Heikal, to the temple, Heikalo, to his temple, the Mikdash, the Mekdash. We have this also in Psalm 84 and 8, as well as in Exodus 23 and 17. This technical phrase, appearing, Era'e, in the sense of I appearing, Era'e, 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 p'nei Elohim, era'e, being seen, seen, sight, era'e, p'nei, before, in the face of Elohim, in the face of the powers. This is a technical phrase for pilgrimage to the Heikal, to the temple, where he sets Hashem, his name, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, and also in the connection of the Aron HaEdut, the Ark of his testimony, the Aron HaBrit, the Ark of the Covenant. But there's a little nuance here in the Hebrew that is interesting to share with the Talmudim, with the Chaburim, right here, here, here. When we look at this verse here, first part, we're here looking at verse 2 in the KJV. My soul thirsteth for Elohim, for El Chai. When shall I come and appear before Elohim? So we know that the phrase Erae, Pnei Elohim, is a technical phrase for pilgrimage or going to the temple, going to the holy place, where he sets his name, the Hashem. And particularly in the Ark of the Covenant sense, where he says, there he will meet with I and I and I. So here we have from the first part of the second verse, the first part of the second verse, Tsamah nafshi le'Elohim le'el chai. My soul, she thirsteth Ma'ah Nafshi, Le Elohim, for Elohim, Le Elohim, Le El Chai, Le El Chai, 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 yes I, Chai, living, for the living El, then bringing us here, there's not an expression I say. I say could be supplied in some of the translations, sometimes as an italicized, because from the first part of the verse, my soul thirsted for Elohim, for El Chai, when shall I come and appear before Elohim? I say this because of the thirst, the thirst. So this here in the Hebrew reading of it, that sense of my soul thirsted for Elohim, for El Chai, I say, when shall I come and appear before Elohim? Matay abo ve'era'eh b'nei Elohim? That sense of I say could be supplied in translation for stylistic reasons and for clarification. But from a Hebrew, an intelligent, a wise Hebrew reading reception, you get that sense. So this part is often sometimes listed almost as a quotation, depends on the version. But here's what we like to share right here. When will I go and appear to the face of Elohim? This also must be brought out and can be brought out in the translation from the Hebrew. Ve'era'eh p'nei Elohim. Translate is translate. And appear before Elohim. When will I go, matay abo, and appear to the face, and appear to the face, or appear the face of Elohim, appear the face of Elohim. Some now amend the Nephal, those who understand and studying the Dikduk and the Binyanim, the patterns, there's a Nephal verb. The Nephal verb, right, has a sense of I will appear. I will appear. E-ra-eh. 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 And we-e-ra-eh b'nei Elohim. I will appear. When shall I come and I will appear before or to the b'nei, b'nei Elohim, to the face of Elohim. Some amend the Nephal verb, e-ra-eh, to the Kal verb. And the Kal verb is now, I will see. So the Nephal sense has, breaking it down from the root sense of seeing, the Nephal sense be like appear, to be seen. Where will I be seen in the face of Elohim? Another way of bringing out the Hebrew. When will I be seen? When will I go and be seen in the face of Elohim? When will I go and be seen in the face of Elohim? Matay abo ve'era'eh p'nei Elohim. When will I go and be seen? So the Nephal has that sense of I will appear or I will be seen. So that Nephal verb, the era'eh, being amended in the Hebrew to the Kal, and the Kal is er-eh, er-eh, I will see, er-eh. So we amend it and say, Matay abo, we-er-eh, p'nei Elohim. What do we have? When will I go and see the face of Elohim? When will I go and see the face of Elohim? Matay abo, we-er-eh, we-er-eh, er-eh, er-eh, I will see. I see in the sense of I will see, er-eh, er-eh, er-eh. From the era'e. Era'e is I will be seen. Era'e, I will be seen. This is why the vowels are very important, Hebraically speaking. Era'e, I will be seen. Er'e, I will see. Matay abo, we're'e, p'nei Elohim. When will I go and see the face of Elohim? Where do we have this? We have this in Genesis 33 and 10. Here in the Vayishlach Torah portion, Genesis Bereshit 33 and 10, and Yaakov and Jacob said, Nay, I pray thee, if now I have found favor in thy sight, then receive my present at my hand. For as much as I have seen thy face, as one seeth the face of Elohim, and thou wast pleased with me. So here, Vayomer Yaakov, Al na, im na, matzati chen be'aineka, ve'lakachta minachati miyadi, ki al kein raiti paneka, ki reot apnei Elohim, wa tirzeini, and you was pleased. So here's another reference. Here's a kind of a reference with a sense of the amending. Because what we have in the Hebrew, without the pointings, is wow, aleph, resh, aleph, hey. We have W, A, R, A, H. And now to bring out either the sense, is the sense here, when will I come, or when will I, in the Hebrew, more abo is go, in that sense, go, like enter in. When will I enter in? Abo, bo, right? And so we have Matai Abo, when will I go? With Era'eh, and be seen, Pene Elohim, and be seen to say to appear in the presence of Elohim, or when will I go and be seen in the face of Elohim, or Matai Abo, when will I go? With Era'eh. And see Pene Elohim, and see the face, the presence of Elohim. So this is one thing to bring out here, and the connection of what Yaakov says right here. And now Jacob said, why Yomer Yaakov, nay, nah, I pray thee, if now I have found favor in thy sight. Why Yomer Yaakov, al na, im na, matati chen be'aineka, then receive my present at my hand. Willakahta min chati miyadi, for as much as I have seen thy face, ki al kain raiti apaneka, as one seeth the face of Elohim, ki reot pene Elohim, as one that seeth the face, ki reot to see. Seeing, to see, ki reot pene Elohim, and thou wast pleased with me. Wa tilsani, pleased with me, wa tilsani, and pleased with ani. So here, another connection, just bringing out this sense. So the Nephile can be retained if one understands what's known as the eight, the Aleph Tau, the eight, before face. Right? So the Nephile form that it usually is brought out can be maintained, but usually there will be a direct object marker. This is what is being said. Usually there would be a direct object marker, that eight right there, and it's important, you know, to recognize that eight there. And a couple of reference verses given here is Exodus 34, 24. So let's go to 34, 24 right here. Exodus 34, 24. So here we're getting to Exodus just to look at all the references so we can get a good groundation right here on the Hebraic sense. So 34:24. Give me one moment. Yeah, we're 34:24. Here's what it reads right here. It says, for I will cast, now this is on the ellipsis of eight, and the eight is a direct subject marker. For I will cast out nations before thee, enlarge thy borders, neither shall any man covet thy land, when thou goest up to appear. See the sense? When thou goest up to appear before Yahuwah Eloheka, before he who be, we be thy power, three times in the year. So here is Shemot, Exodus 34, verse 24, and it reads, Ki. Orish, ki orisha goyi mipaneka, we hirahabti eta gebuleka, we lo yachmod ish eta arzika, ba eloteka, le raot, to appear, le raot eta pene Yahuwah, before the face of he who be, who he be, Eloheka, the I Elohim, Shalosh pe'amim bashana. Shalosh, three times bashana, three times in the year. So this connection even right here with today's psalm, a lament of an exile, one who for whatever reason was not able or precluded from going to the Hekal, going to the place that he has set the Hashem, his name, the temple, and appearing. We have in Exodus 34:24, Ki orisha goyima mipaneka we hirahabtia eta gebuleka we lo yachmod isha eta arzeka ba eloteka le raot eta pene Elohim. Eta pene Yahuwah Elohim shalosha pe'amima bashana. So here, bringing out this verse. For I will cast out nations before thee, ki orish goyi mipaneka, cast out nation before thee, and enlarge thy borders. Wehirachabti eta gebuleka, neither shall any man covet thy land. With lo Yachmod, tachamad, chamad, to kavet, Yachmod, ish, et arzeka, Aditsika et. This is a direct subject marker. The ellipsis et. Right? Kavet what? It says, Willo Yachmod. And no coveting each man et. Pointing now to what that won't covet. Aditsika. The I male land. Ba elotika. In your going up. In your alien up. Alia. Ba elotika. In the I male alien up. Le raot. To do what? What is the alot for? Ba elotika. Le raot. To appear where? Etapene. So the et is not found here in today's psalm. So not getting too technical there, but just showing the relationship of the Hebrew with the meaning, right? Ba elotika le raot etapene Yahuwah Eloheika shalosha pe'amin bashana. So no man will covet thy land when thou goest up, when thou aliest up to appear. Ba elotika le raot before the face. Appear where? Etapene, before the face of Yahuwah Eloheka, he who be thy power. When? Shalosh, three, pa'amin, three times, bashana, three times, shalosh, pa'amin, bashana, three times in a year. And then we have just one more, Deuteronomy 31:11. So we have two senses that this verse here in today's psalm may be read right here. The sense that we have in translation, when shall I come, should be when shall I go and be seen before Elohim. But it's written as when shall I come and appear before God. So here, looking at the second point of reference, we have Deuteronomy 31:11. Here we go right here. When all Israel is come to appear before Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah thy Elohim, in the place that he shall choose. Thou shalt read this Torah, before all Israel, called Yisrael, in their hearing. So thus also the tribe and the tradition of the Torah readings and feeding. Some call it the weekly Torah portion, the reading and the feeding, the manna. So here in Deuteronomy, Devarim, Deuteronomy 31, verse 11. Bibo, so you got bo again, bibo, matai, abo. When shall Abo, I come? Here it has Bibo, call Yisrael, Le Raota etapene Yahuwah Eloheka, Ba Makom, Asher Yivahar, Tikara, Eta HaTorah Hazot, Neged, call Yisrael, Be Aznehem. Be Aznehem in their hearing, it's almost like in their ears. So here it says, when all Yisrael, Bibo, in going, when all Israel goes to appear, Bibo, call Yisrael, Le Raot. So the pointing here in today's psalm is, We Erae, and in the sense of appearing in the Hebrew, we have Le Raot, to appear. Bibo, call Yisrael, Le Raot, et, there's the et. That's why it says that if one understands the Nephile can be retained. The Nephile is the one that we have here, we erae. The Kal of it will be er-e. I will see. While we have erae, I will be seen. The Nephile, I will be seen. Erae, like the action upon one. Right? Not one doing the action. Erae. So the erae can be maintained if one understands the et before face. We don't have the et before face here in today's psalm, Yizmor Main Beit, in the manuscripts. It says, Matai Abo, we erae pene Elohim. It should have, Matai Abo, we erae et pene Elohim. We erae et pene Elohim. So if one understands that, this is why I gave these verses as reference, Exodus 34:24, which speaks of le raot, appearing, Etapene Yahuwah Eloheinu, and here in Devarim, Deuteronomy 31:11, when all Israel is come to appear before Jehovah thy Elohim in the place that he shall choose. More better translation, Bebo, call Yisrael, Bebo, in going, when all Israel goes to appear. Bebo call Israel le Raot. Etapene, before the face, Yahuwah, Jehovah, Eloheka, the I male Elohim, Ba in Makom, in the spot, in the place, the Makom. Asher, that which, Yivchar, some say Yivchar, Bahar, choose. The place he choose, Yivchar, Tikra here, speaking directly to Moshe, Tikra, thou shall read, Tikra, Etaha Torah, Hazot, Tikra, you will kara, you will read, you recite, Tikra, Et, again, we have the ellipsis, direct object marker, you read what? Tikra, what? Tikra, Etaha Torah, Hazot, you will Tikra, Ha Torah, the Torah, Hazot, this Torah, the Torah, the this, Ha Torah, Hazot, Neged, Neged, before, like opposite, like face to face, opposite, before, Neged, call Yisrael, before all Israel, be'aznehem, in their ears, in their hearing, hear. This is why this law, according to the Rebbanim, the Memheran, the book of Deuteronomy, the Sefer Hadebarim, was only read, they say, in public by the king on this occasion, by the king. So that the book of Deuteronomy was read, even from ancient times, according to the ancient record, by HaMelech, by the Negus, even Negus and Neges, by the king, on this particular occasion being spoken of here in Wayelech, right? Here in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 11. So we have two possible interesting readings right here. So here's what we did. We said, well, let's look at the Metav Kedus of Negus and Neges. And let's see what the Metzav Kedus of Negus and Neges, what it reads here. Because sometimes, many times, have clarified some possible ancient differences in how things have come down to us right now, and we ask which one. But one thing is good to know is concerning the vowels, that there are more vowels. Some will tell you, some of the Israelites tell you about, Hebrews writes about Lashon Kadash. And what they're doing is baby Hebrew, and they're getting stuck on that, the baby Abba Gada, so forth and so on. That's the basic, but there's more vowels than two vowels. There are these vowels, because otherwise you see the same letters. It's the same letters. Era'e is the same letters as R'e, but it's the context. Is it Era'e, I will be seen, or is it R'e? Is it I will see? R'e, I will see, or Era'e, I will be seen, I will appear. So we gave you two reference verses in Torah, from Shemot and Devarim, from Exodus 34:24 and Deuteronomy 31:11, being seen. Right. So here we have Mezmore Dawit Arvaan Bekinfwista Arva Hulet, Psalm of David here in the Metzav Kedus in the Psalter here from the parallel Psalms of David, published by Yehuda Moa Anbesa Machiber by the LOJ Society, the Lion of Judah Society. Get a copy, Chavarim. Here. Just to scroll to this part for these first two verses, right here. It says, Wala, or the superscription, Lemezemran Alekayek Ore Lejoch Timheret. As he said, the maskil in the Hebrew and even the KJV, the maskil, which is a kine, is brought out as a timheret in the sense of maskil, therefore from the Hebrew, from sakal, would be instructive of the sons of Korah. La natzea maskil libnei Korah, bamarinya, lemezem rana leka, yekore lejoch timheret. Kutaran, verse 1. Wala wada wucha mincha in the minafik avetu, indihu nefse, wada anta tinafkalech. Now it's interesting right here, what we see, bamarinya, wala, the heart, hind, the heart in that sense, wada wucha, to the water minch, to the water source in the Hebrew, isike mayi, right, in the minafik ta'irog, as he, in the minafik. So here we in the Metzav Kedus, the verb has been changed to comply with the noun. While the Hebrew here in the manuscript says ke ayal ta'erog, there amended more better, be consistent, ke ayalet ta'erog. But here it's as though the Metzav Kedus has ke ayal ya'erog, in the mi nafik, ye nafik, in the mi ye nafik, abertu. So here we have abertu, right, for Elohim, my father, his father, the house, in the singularity of his powers. Indihu, like this, the Cain, Cain Nafshi Taro, Indihu Nefse, Wada Ante, to the I male, Wada Ante, corresponding to Aleka, Tenafk Alech, she. So here, the soul, the Nefse, is in agreement with the verb Ti, Nafkalech, not Ye Nafkal, in the sense of Indamiya Nafik. So there, just going over verse 1 and coming here to verse 2, Nefse, Wadehiyao Amlak Titemach. Meche, Idarsalo, Yamlakanissa Fita, Meche Ayalo, Meche Ayalo, Meche. So the Meche is somewhat repeated here for emphasis. The Meche in the Royal Amharic, the King of Kings Bible, corresponds with the Masoretic Hebrew, Matai, Matai Meche, Matai Meche. So we have Nefse, my soul, Wode, towards Hiyao, the living Amlak, the living source, Tetemach, she thirsteth. Sama'anaf, she, Lelohim, Le'el Chai. What's interesting right here is that in the Hebrew, we have my soul, she thirsteth for Elohim, for the living El, here, Bamarinya Nefse, Wode, Hiyao Amlak Tetemach. Meche Darsalo. So here asks the question. It's not, as has been brought out sometime in Hebrew, when shall I come, becomes question one. When shall I actually hear Bamarinya Meche Darsalo? When shall I reach? Darsalo, Derese, Darsan, Midrash, and Meche Darsalo. When shall I reach? Matai Abo. When shall I go? Matai Abo. With Erayet, Pnei Elohim. Here we have Meche Darsalo. Yamlakanis Fit, Meche Ayalo. Here's the interesting part. Yamlakanis. And of my Amlak, of my source, feet, face, Meche, when? Ayalo, when will I see? So here we have the sense of not the Nephil. The Nephil in the Hebrew is Erayet. I will appear, to be seen. Bamarinya in the midst of Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the King of Kings Bible, it brings out the sense of Er-eh, where some amend the Hebrew and point it differently as Er-eh. So even the Royal Amharic, when we compare and contrast, we can check out pointing. So we have Er-eh, I will see. Where Er-eh, Pnei Elohim, and see the face of Elohim. Matai Abo, when will I go? Where Er-eh. We're Pnei Elohim. Meche Darsalo. Yamlakanesit? Meche Ayalo? When will I see? So not so much to be seen here, but to see. And that right there is the iditation of meditation. How do we see? Seeing the Pnei Elohim. How do we see the face of Elohim? The El Chai, the living. Hiyao Amlak. So here. Just an opening groundation right here. On the Aleph, the Beit, the Gimel, you know, look more, yes I, Rastafari, we have right here, there is the next verse, just a portion of the next verse right here, and this is the verse that reads, my tears have been my food, day and night, while they say to me all the day, where is thy God, where is thy Elohim? Haita li, dim'ati lechem, Yomam walaila, be emora elai, kol hayom, ayye Eloheka, where is I, male Elohim? This is what they say to me. So here, in the KJV, this will correspond with the third verse, my tears have been my meat, really food, literally lechem. Lechem is bread. My tears have been my food, lechem, bread, grain, bread, have been my bread. Yomam walaila, yomam days, wa and laila, days and nights. Haita li, to be, for me. Haita li, dim'ati, my tears, dim'ati. The anguish of spirit had driven from him, and I in this lamentation of an exile context, all desire to eat. Haita li dim'ati lechem yomam walaila. While they say be'emor, in saying to I call all hayom, all the day, and saying to I continually, and saying to I all the day, literally all the day, call Hayom. Aye, Eloheka. Aye, Eloheka. Aye, Eloheka. Where is thy Elohim? See, the lamentation here of an exile, Falasha Mora, even I and I, the Galut, the exile, he and I and I had been forced to leave I and I homeland and was dwelling among heathen Goyim, other nationalities. They taunt him, they taunt I and I with the question, Aye Eloheka, where is thy Elohim? And this distresses, the distress here in the lamentation distresses him and I, because it contains the implication that if he exists, as one would say, if God exists, if his God or Jah exists, blah, 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 if the implication that if he existed, he was powerless to say that the power of powers is powerless to aid and assist those who had faith and who expressed and so to live faith and fidelity in him. What do we have here? We have firstly, just to update the KJV at verse 3 of Psalm 42, verse 3, my tears have been my food days and night. Days and night. Haitali dimati lechem yomam walaila. Yomam days walaila and night. When say to me all the day, bringing out the Hebrew force of the Hebrew. When say to me all day, be more lai call hayom. Be more lai call hayom. When say to me, it's not they, but when say to me, like when it's said to me, say like when it's said to me, be more, when it's amar, be more elai to I call hayom. All the day, call Hayom. The suffix third masculine plural pronoun may, some say, have been accidentally omitted from the infinitive. Some say, well, we have be-a-mor, when say, be-a-mor, when say. The term be-amram. Note this, even in today's psalm, we have this here. We have this at the 10th verse. In the KJV, when they say, Be Amram, in them saying, Be Amram, in them saying, when they say to me. So some say that the third masculine plural pronoun had somehow, that's the Am. So here we have Be Amor, point as Be Amor. Some say when you look forward to the KJV 10th verse, corresponds to the Hebrew 11th verse, Be Amram. Be Amram Eli call Hayom. Aye, same question. Aye Elohim. No, Aye Eloheka. Aye Eloheka. Where is thy Elohim? Some say that's the Am after the Be Amram, the third masculine, the suffix, the third masculine plural pronoun. So some say that this shows that maybe a very ancient psalm, maybe words inadvertently, but as we study the Hebrew, understand the sense of the Hebrew, we can even reconstruct these areas, right, where it has the Amram, Be'amram, and Be'emor. But even the force of Be'emor, when say, has its own force, Be'emor elai. So it could also be musical there in the sense of bringing out a heightened sense, not even saying as we have in the 10th verse, Be'amram elai kol hayom, aye Eloheka. But here, Be'emore lai kol hayom. Aye Eloheka. Where is your Elohim? Where is the I male Elohim? So here, today's psalm, the first part of a two-part psalm here, Psalm 42, some of the key verses, opening verses, some of the attention to the pointing. Right, the pointing, the tightening, or the loosening of the cord, musically speaking, right here. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Min Beit, Lanatziach Maskil, Ibnei Korach, Kayal Tarog Alifike, Mayim Ken Nafshi Tarog, Eleka Elohim, Sama Nafshi Elohim, Leel Chai, Matayabo, We Erae, Pne Elohim, Haitali Dimati, Elachem Yomama Walaila, Pe Morela. Call Hayo. Aye Eloheka. 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 Aye Eloheka.
Hebrew, boy, everything takes time. Hebrew.
Hey, Pino, me, I'm gonna respect ya. Yeah. תהלים ספר שני מזמור מבית למנצח משכיל לבני קורח כאייל תערוג על אפיקי מים כן נפשי תערוג אליך אלוהים צמאה נפשי לאלוהים לאל חי מתי אבוא ואראה פני אלוהים הייתה לי דמעתי לחם יומם ולילה באמור אליי כל היום איה אלוהיך אלה אשכרה ואשפחה עליי נפשי כי אעבור בשך את דדם עד בית אלוהים וכל רינה ותודה המון חוגג מה תשתוחכי נפשי ותהמי עליי רוחי לי לאלוהים כי עוד עודנו ישועות פניו אלוהי עליי נפשי תשתוחך על כן אזכורך מארץ ירדן וחרמונים מהר מצער תהום אל תהום קורא לכל צינוריך כל משבריך וגליך עליי עבר יומם יצווה אדוני חסדו ובלילה שירו עמי ותילה לאל חגי אומרה לאל סלעי למה שכחתני למה קודר אלך בלחץ אויב ורצח בעצמותיי הרפוני צורריי ואומרם אליי כל היום איה אלוהיך מה תשתוחכי נפשי ומה תהמי עליי רוחי לי לאלוהים כי עוד עודנו ישועות פניי ואלוהיי
የሰማነነ አወቀነው የዳስተሰነነ አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ ኤል ሮኢመን
as they might call of apocalypse and it was really no different with X-Men apocalypse if you remember you know, you have Elohim, as they might call of Apocalypse, the blue guy in X-Men Apocalypse. If you remember, you know, you have Elohim, as they might call of Apocalypse, the blue guy who was demonized and seen as the bad guy, but he made the most sense. You know, all these weapons, throwing up all these mystical weapons in the air, getting rid of all of this, taking away all that power and just using our own spirituality, that's what I got out of that. You know, because I'm able to look a little deeper into things, but when it comes to the guy,
Hello, here.
between the cherubim. Your praises is high in Zion High.
As children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiop, children of the Ethiop? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.